Bryn Boback Lane is with us this morning. She is the president and a CEO of the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation. Gloria, we know her very well, don't we?
We've spent a few years doing some fundraising with you, Bryn. Retirement. I can't believe it. You're like the heart and soul of this foundation, woman.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you to say. I think Saskatchewan has been the heart and soul of the foundation. And retirement isn't the word I'm using, actually. I'm using the word rewirement. Just something a little different, and we're going to continue. I'll continue to be involved in the community, but it has been such a privilege working with both of you, working with Harvard. All of these years, it's people like you and the dedication of our radiothons and so many other amazing events that you all helped to host and to be part of that built Saskatchewan Children's Hospital.
Well, that radiothon evolved in so many ways. We want to give a shout out to Tom Stasison, who put in lots of
Absolutely.
Work with you, and you guys kind of made a dynamic duo setting up here at Hill Tower 2 in Regina. I think that some of the memories that might stand out in your mind would be the check presentations, or I think probably, tell me if I'm wrong, the stories behind the stories out there.
Without question, always grateful for the incredible generosity of the people of this province. But I do have to say that the children and the families that share those stories and the front seat that we have to the window of just a clip of what they've gone through has been the greatest privilege. They have inspired me to go into work every single day. They continue to do that. They are brave beyond words. And to meet the families and children that we impact every day with those amazing fundraisers has been truly the very, very best part of meeting the people in Saskatchewan. Those kids, they are courageous, and those kids are our inspiration.
I heard through the grapevine that it's been, what, 25 years you've been with the foundation?
That's correct, 25 years.
And you think back to when you first started and they said, okay, you're tasked with trying to get a whole new hospital. When you first heard that, you're going, oh my goodness, I imagine it was kind of daunting at first.
Oh, it was, you know, I think we were all just so excited that we just, and we really believed in the project. We really believed that this was needed here in Saskatchewan. We didn't want to be a not-have province, and especially for our generation, our future generation. So after countless years of devotion into the project and determination from so many people, we were able to connect the province to ensure that this unique pediatric and maternal population was best served. And, you know, it's really interesting when we wonder if we did the right thing. I'll give you a little bit of a statistic that's really staggering. This past year alone, over 80,000 visits were made to Jim Pattison Children's Hospital from 499 communities. I think we got it right.
No kidding. And here we are, you're coming up on rewirement, as you like to call it, after 25 years of hard work and accomplishing some major, major goals with the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation. What's the next chapter for Bryn Boback Lane?
Well, as I always say, just everybody has to wait and see. We all have things in life that we want to do and to continue to work on, and we have our bucket list, both personally and professionally. I know I will always be involved in our provincial community. I will always have a heart for the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital and their ongoing journey. Lots of things going on, of course. We'll see what happens. The future is bright. The future is very bright.
You're way too young to retire yet, so we're not done hearing about Bryn just yet.
Well, I hope not. I would. First of all, thank you for being such a partner and a great partner at that and encouraging me all of these years. This has been just the highlight of my career, and working with people like you make it such a great opportunity to showcase Saskatchewan people and their spirit. You guys are examples of that.
Bryn, thank you so much for appearing on the show this morning, and can't wait to see you resurface in your rewirement. Thank you for the time.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.